Test 63, section 1, question 20. This one is an inference question, and it's actually best to diagram this one. So it's a little difficult to talk through it, but we will try to do it. So it says, if the statements are true, what must be true? So what we have is, profits will increase if more consumers live in the downtown area. So what we're going to say there is, that's going to create an if-then. If more consumers, then profits increase. And then it says, and a decrease in the cost of living will guarantee that the number of consumers living there will increase. So now what we have is a link from lower cost of living leads to increased number of consumers. And we know that increased number of consumers is then leading to profits of downtown businesses going up. And then it says, however, the profits of downtown businesses will not increase unless the traffic congestion decreases. So that says, if the profits do decrease, then traffic congestion had, do increase. So if profits increase, then the congestion had to decrease. So what we can do is create a chain here that starts with decrease in the cost of living leads to more consumers. More consumers leads to better profits, and better profits guarantees traffic congestion decreases. And so what we get then is a string between all four of those things. Now oftentimes they're going to test to see if we could put that all together. So we could have something like that if we have a decrease in the cost of living, then we'll have a decrease in the congestion in the area. So we'll look for something that links those. So A says, if traffic decreases, the number of consumers will increase. That's the right parts, but that's going backwards on our arrows. B, if the cost of living decreases, the profits will increase. Well, if the cost of living decreases, that will lead to more consumers, and more consumers will lead to increase in profits. And so B does turn out to be proven by the passage, so it would be our correct answer, but we'll look at the others. C, if traffic decreases, cost of living will increase. No, we don't know if traffic decreases, that cost of living would increase. That's the wrong parts even. Then D, if traffic decreases, the cost of living in the downtown area will decrease. Both of those are going backwards. We don't know anything from traffic congestion decreasing. And then if profits increase, number of consumers will increase. That's backwards on the arrow. So really, three of those answer choices go backwards on the arrow. And our correct answer is B. But again, this is one that's probably easiest to diagram.